On Midwest Week, it's a critical time for Rock Island County trying to solve its financial problems and hiring an administrator. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Gerald Shelton, reporter for the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. So, Gerald, recently the Rock Island County Board heard an update on its finances, and what's the situation for the county?
Well, it's not good. April Palmer gave the presentation at the last Committee of the Whole meeting, and she got quite tearful and upset, and the board did congratulate her. I don't know that it ended up in the story real clear, but the board gave her a round of applause for caring a whole lot about the county and everything. And from what we can tell, it's $2.5 million worth of stuff that has to be written off from Hope Creek, which mm-hmm. doesn't help anything. And then, the state's a little bit behind on paying some things back. And in general, the revenues are just down.
Okay, so it's sort of a combination of the state and the economy and Hope Creek and who knows what else.
Right. There's a lot going on there. Needs to be reckoned with. And from what I've seen, what they've talked about was that there's a lot of accounting tricks and stuff that have been able to be pushed together and make it so the county's able to afford to continue running, but a lot of it's borrowing, taking out a loan from one office to the other mm-hmm. and paying it back, because you can't just swap debts from one place to another. They won't, that's not legal, but you can borrow mm-hmm. and that's how they've managed to cobble something together. And even Kai Swanson had said something at the last Committee of the Whole meeting that the county's budget's being held together by spit and bail wire. So
bailing wire,
bailing
chewing
wire,
gum.
Yes.
Chewing
yes.
gum. Okay. Did they take any action as far as trying to do something, or is it just something over the next few months that they might take action?
During the Committee of the Whole, when I was there, they weren't able to make any decisions. Mm-hmm. During the county board meeting that Sarah Hayden covered, I believe they were looking into they had talked a little bit about it. They'd done some stuff with solar panels for QC Paws. They wanted to get that done to help shore in some of those. And then the other big debate was some of the county offices being moved in. Mm-hmm. They didn't really, from what I understand, they didn't really talk too much about the budget this time around.
Now, they've talked in past years. Every now and then it seems to come up to sell Hope Creek. Is that a possibility again, or you figure they'll just keep it the way they have for the last many years?
Well, I talked to Rich Morthland, who's a Republican, outside of the meeting, and he said that idea gets floated every once in a while, but they hasn't necessarily been brought up, but mm-hmm. it is something that I think they might end up bringing up at some point again. He recommended that if they were able to put it back into control of private control, then rather than having the county pay for it, that they would be able to save a whole lot of cost on it versus mm-hmm. having it ran right now where they have to pay union wages. When I talked to Brunk afterwards, he had said that the county has had that since for well over 100 years, mm-hmm. and I know that they would be devastated to lose that.
Yeah.
So, of course, it also, they just had $2.5 million worth of write-offs, and this county's broke. So, is it possible? I think it's possible. I think they might have to look at it, and he seemed kind of resigned to the fact that they might have to look at that again, but he didn't specifically say they were going to look at it, but I think that might be something they have to talk about in the near future.
Now, the Rock Island County is also looking for a new county administrator. Do we know where in the process that is at this point, Gerald?
We don't. They've talked about it a little. They know that they're looking for someone. They had said at the Committee of the Whole meeting that was a priority, that they wanted to get that done. There was a little bit of a flap at the regular meeting where there was a decision that was made to move some of the county offices over from the courthouse over into the county building, and one of the members had, Moose, I believe it was Moose, had said, well, we're going to go ahead and authorize some cubicles and things like that to help move them in, and Robert Westfall had came out and said, well, why didn't this get ran to committee? How come we didn't go through this? And so one of the things they talked about was this process probably would have went a lot smoother had they had a county administrator in charge of that, versus in the past where they had always ran it through a committee and ran it through the board. Having an administrator would certainly help, and it probably would. Well, I think they'll absolutely put somebody in. Of course, one questions how much money they can afford to pay for somebody to do that when the budget's sitting where it's at.
So now I know they have a consultant looking at applications, but have we heard anything about deadlines or when there might be some finalists announced or anything like that, Joe?
I have not heard anything about that yet. I know that they would like to get it done. Yeah. They haven't specifically said we have a deadline of when we have to have it done. And a lot of times in these searches, from what I've seen, they try to get it done, but they don't make a hurry rush decision. In this case, maybe it's okay because the county's saving a few dollars on that position while they're looking, but then again, maybe they really do need to get somebody in there to get this squared away.
Yeah, to make sure the other spending is done well.
Exactly.
Now, another big issue for Rock Island County, as if it needs another one, is the courthouse. And what's going on with the courthouse, Gerald? Where in that process are we?
Well, they're nearing completion, and the problem, of course, is that once they've completed it, then they're supposed to hand it over, the old courthouse over, so that way it can be demolished. Obviously, that has been an issue for some of the members because some of them want to save it, and others are saying, let's go ahead and move on with things. Richard Morthen, when I talked to him the other day after one of the meetings, had said this was one of the rare situations where him and Democrat Cecilia O'Brien actually came together and agreed because they'd really, really like to see that courthouse saved. The problem, of course, is that the courthouse is going to need a lot of work if they were to do it. According to when I talked to Brunk after the meeting and added about the courthouse, there's a lot of money that would need to be spent to fix issues with mold and abatement there. There's security issues that they would have to deal with if they were to hand it over to a private place. You know, someone was coming and buy that. You know, another option they had floated that we talked about was possibly someone coming in, buying it from the city and remodeling it and fixing it the way they want, and then leasing it back. And they also came up with the idea of possibly doing that at the county building so they can consolidate some of those offices into one spot to make it more convenient for Rock Island County. And some of those other buildings are in pretty sad shape as well, and they need to be taken care of. There could be some cost savings by combining them up, but it, you know, as he had said, the problem then, of course, is, yeah, you could go through and do all that, but you still have to pay the money back. This county's still going to have to pay to have that done, to eventually buy the building back, whether it's the courthouse, whether it's the county building. I don't think they could afford to do both. I'm sure they would probably love that. That's probably not going to happen, realistically, so it just kind of seemed to me that some of them were kind of seemed like they may be resigned to the fact that they might just have to let that county courthouse go, even though there's still a pretty concerted effort to try to save it.